Hello and welcome to another episode of a Rugby Life podcast. I'm your host, Hedley DeGrand. With youth rugby on the rise in the US, there are a tremendous number of success stories. One of those that captured my attention hails from Oakland, California. The Oakland Warthogs, now in their fourth year, have grown from strength to strength, and it's my pleasure to welcome president and co-founder of the Warthogs, Ryan Burke. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. To get started here, tell us a little bit about how the Warthogs came about.
So it started out with Jorge Lopez, the president of the Oakland Charter Academies in Oakland, having some students who had done really well and on a scholastic test for the state. And he had told them if they did well that he would reward them with a sport because they didn't really have sports at the school. And they kind of wanted a soccer team and whatnot. And Mr. Lopez had actually played rugby for Berkeley High School, and he really wanted the kids to get a taste of what rugby was, and that, you know, it made a difference in his life. He came from a similar background, having grown up in Richmond, California. So his brother Eddie Lopez, he talked to his brother and said, "Hey, I'd really like you to set up a rugby program for my kids. See what you can do." So Eddie Lopez had actually was the first guy that taught me how to play rugby through summer sevens with the old Gales, the St. Mary's alumni team in Walnut Creek. So he called me up and asked, "Hey, would you like to help me coach this youth rugby program?" And I was kind of like, you know, yeah, I'd like to, I really like to coach. I'd like to, cause I was no longer able to play rugby due to an injury. And, but I told him, I said, you know, I really thought that rugby, is such a great sport to teach camaraderie, sportsmanship, and really like the values of success in life. Maybe a lot of other sports do, but rugby for me was just like, it was to teach you all that. So he asked me to come coach, and I told him, you know, I'd really like to do it, but I really want to make a difference with the kids in Oakland. Like, I want them to be improved. I want to improve their lives, and I want to improve their character. I want the kids to come out like just amazing kids and not, you know, having to deal with all the stuff they deal with in Oakland. So we started it up with about 11 kids. And we started playing with some of the local schools that had programs. And we would be playing down a guy or down a few guys and have to borrow guys. We'd play teams that had sidelines full of parents, and all we had were the two coaches, and we were borrowing players. And that was the first year. I thought I'd just coach one year and see what happened, and ended up falling in love with all the kids. Like, they're my, you know, like an older brother, and just felt a commitment to them. And a need for me and the coaching staff to be a bigger part of their life, to really assist them in growing into good people and to being the support that's there that they don't have in their lives everywhere else, being from Oakland and all the issues that are here in Oakland.
Well, you touched on there a bit about some of the issues in Oakland. For anyone who's not familiar with the history with Oakland a little bit, tell us a little bit about, like, what's the kind of environment that these kids are in?
So I moved to Oakland 6 years ago. I just recently moved to Alameda. In the 6 years I was in Oakland, definitely plenty of times where you drive and the street is shut off because there's been a murder, a shooting. If you watch our promotional video on our website, you see within a year span, just four teens being shot over nothing, just either drive-bys or kids being in the wrong place at the wrong time. One of the kids on my team was telling me one day that 2 days earlier, when I was dropping him off, he said, "Hey, 2 days ago, two of my friends got shot." And I said, "Really? I can't, like," he goes, "Yeah, they asked me to come hang out with them. And I just was lazy that day, so I didn't go hang out with them." And I said, "Well, did you know they were up to no good?" He's like, "No, they were good. They're good kids. Like, they were just standing. They were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Both of them got shot. They're in the hospital right now, and I could have been there too." And this is somebody I know. This is a kid that I coach. It's an amazing kid. And to hear that, like, then I have a player. I have a player whose mother stabbed his father on Thanksgiving evening. I mean, this is family stuff too. I have a kid that lives in his parents' closet because there's not enough room in the home. That's the only place for him to sit. I couldn't believe it. I coached this kid for quite some time before I figured that out. These kids deal with, I mean, they come from poverty, they come from broken homes. I mean, it's amazing when you actually see a father at the games. I even talked to one of the kids and said, "Hey, do you have any friends that have been shot?" And he's like, "The guy on the video that you made, I was hanging out with him 10 minutes before he was killed." And I was like, I go, I can't believe the way you guys talk about your friends getting shot. Like, it's no big deal. And he said, Coach, it's not that it's not a big deal. It's just the way it is here in Oakland. And you know, you watch, there's so much you see on the news here in the Bay Area about the murder rate and all the violence in Oakland. And then you got to think about all the stuff we never hear about and all the stuff that we just don't know about that actually happens. It's a sad place of violence. And there's a lot of great parts of Oakland and great things about Oakland, but there's just this huge cloud of violence and meaningless violence around Oakland that even good kids can get shot and killed, or even people, you know, innocent bystanders can be hurt in Oakland. It's very, very sad when you really, really get real with it.
How has the Warthog, since its existence there, how has this, what have you seen come out of this for the kids?
I see definitely kids being more respectful. I see kids having more pride in who they are. We do community service events. They show up and they actually have fun. And you're kind of, I've been concerned that like, oh, they're, you know, it's community service. Are they really going to get anything out of it? Or are they going to be complaining about it? And it's really amazing to see the kids come out and you talk with them about character, what it takes. You know, I told them we're going to go do a community service event and we're going to go somewhere where the house might be nicer than yours. And you're going to wonder, why are we working here when my house is way worse than this? And I said, you know, it just takes character for you to give back to people, even when you feel like no one's giving back to you. You know, it's a very important thing. So they all went that day and they all worked hard. No complaints. I was just blown away. And I've seen them, you know, we take them to universities for tours, and to see the dream start to come alive for a lot of them who never thought about college before. It's just been amazing to see that. It's the kids, like, because of our grade requirement, you hear the kids discuss and talk about how they got to get their grades up. And even some kids, I didn't know that this is the way they thought they felt, but you hear kids going, I came to play rugby because I knew that my grades weren't going to be up because football season was over and I needed something to keep my grades up. I mean, if that's what this is, it's awesome for them. I've seen just kids like learning, like knowing right from wrong and actually standing up and doing the right thing. It's just been incredible in so many ways that I've seen them. They've learned huge lessons this past season. We had a sportsmanship problem in the preseason tournament, and it was with a well-off to do local program. I got in touch with the program and said, hey, this isn't rugby. I don't know why we're battling the last two times we play, but like, we got to get back to just playing rugby and letting these kids be kids and having a good time. The programs met and they actually invited us out there to play rugby with them. And this is an all white team. Maybe they had a couple of minorities, but we're all non-white. We, you know, this season we were. And to watch us, we were playing touch, and as their kids showed up, they played. And to watch the magic that happened on the field and the colors disappear and kids just playing rugby and slapping high fives with the guys that they fought with, you know, a few months earlier, and to be patting each other and to be competitive with each other, it was magic. It was like, I get the chills thinking about it. And for the, before we went there, one of the kids that was a big problem that had been the troublemaker in the game for us, he said, you know, Coach, I'm going to go there and I'm going to like be nice to these people and I'm going to apologize because that's what the program needs and I want the program to be successful, but like, I'm not going to mean it. And when we're said and done, like, I'm going to pound them when we play them again. And I said, look, if you play hard, good rugby and you're playing fair, fine. But you got to, he's like, look, Coach, they look down on us. And I said, I understand you don't believe me, but that's just an assumption. We went over there and that kid, the same kid who was arguing all that, at the end of the practice, apologized to the other team for his unfair play, which he never had ever admitted to me. And it said that, look, we're brothers, and when we come out, we're going to play hard because that's just the way us two teams play, but it's going to be clean. We went through the entire season with the best sportsmanship I'd ever seen of any club. Every single coach had noted it. We beat a team 70-0, and they walked up to my captain and said, thank you for treating us with such respect. I've never been beaten so badly, and had the other team tell us to keep our heads up. And I was, this isn't, we didn't say keep your heads up. We just taught what sportsmanship is. And another thing that they really learned was we lost one single game because they started picking on each other. And we lost to a powerhouse team that's really, really good, and we were beating them. And we lost because we picked on each other. And after that game, I told them, you guys proved it, that there's only one team in this league that can beat us, and it's you. And don't ever let it happen again. the next day, you know, next week, just explain to them what had happened and like, look at how things were going when you guys were positive with each other and look what happened after. We went back and we played the same team in the playoffs, in the second game of the playoffs, semifinals, and we beat them the score that they beat us. And we came from behind. And our kids totally learned to not knock each other down, but to pick each other up. And those two, if that's all that they learned the entire season, those are successful stories for like the rest of their lives that they'll always remember when working as a team with other people. And it was just really, really, you know, those are the two huge success stories, but from last year. But, you know, I've seen kids that had no dreams of nothing, you know, making it into college. I've seen it totally changes. It gives them opportunities that they don't have walking the streets of Oakland, selling drugs, you know, getting shot at, whatever it is. It's such a great program that offers them, you know, a family. It's a gang without being gang-like, you know. It's just, it's that family, but it's a positive family.
You've talked a lot about, like, you know, the difficulties that a lot of these kids have faced. You've talked about, like, you know, some of the successes that's come out of it from them, you know, basically having the camaraderie, the sportsmanship, which is something that I think has been very key in youth rugby pretty much across the U.S. as well. One thing I wanted to get back to is you talked about that, you know, they're greats. And that, I mean, that's something obviously to any school that is having a rugby program is about, you know, what do they benefit from it from just the point that the kids are playing sports or being active. Talk a little bit about like what you guys do.
So we, every year we could try to continuously improve our program. Last year, in the past couple seasons, it's been handing out a report card for like a progress report to get filled out. I've given my phone number on there so that the teachers can contact me if they have any issues, because we're not just asking, you know, on there. We specifically state, you know, is this person a good kid in the class? Is he, you know, is he any issues? Please call us. And we require a minimum 2.0, which is typical amongst high school schools. But with kids that we see, their grades are better than a 2.0, or, you know, that we just look for improvement every time we turn out these grades. We do it about every 3 weeks. If a kid is not getting a 2.0, then what we do is we used to say, hey, you can't play rugby at all. You can't practice. You can't be anything, because that was an agreement we had with the principal. But since then, I've really figured out that the program, regardless if they play in the game or they play in the practice, they need to be in the program. The program improves their lives. So what we do is we say, okay, now you can come to practice, but you can't play in games. And trust me, they want to play in the game. So it's enough to drive them. But the biggest difficulty is we're trying to find, we're working actually this season especially, we're working to get a form filled out, a permission slip by all the parents that we can give to each school, whether they're in the unified school district or not, because we're a program. We're not a school, a single school program. And we're going out to work with them. Last year we started it, asking what is it you need in order for you to send us their grades, because we don't want to depend on them for it. We don't want to like, it's just like, how do we make this a more efficient program? So what we do is I keep their grades. I look at them. I put their GPA in there. Each, you know, we have a little tracking guide to make sure that the kids are improving. And then if they're not improving, I talk to them. I pull them aside and I have a conversation. I'm like, what is it? What is it you think you need? Why is it that you're not? And, you know, sometimes it's like, coach, you know, I'm just not doing my homework. Or coach, you know, like I studied hard and it didn't work out. But, you know, even when they're, if I feel like they're lying to me, I just keep talking to them until we get to the truth about it and just be there to support them. And talk them. I really want our program to be even more in the future, in the next few years. I'm looking to try to get volunteers to actually help tutor. So if a kid isn't doing well, when he shows up to practice, he spends time tutoring, being tutored, as opposed to spending time on the field. And then he gets to be with his team for a little bit, like maybe half an hour afterwards. What some way to make it work out. And we're working through that and trying to find out the best way. But these kids, like, they'll do anything to make sure they got a 2.0, and they're freaking out if they don't. And to me, I'd really rather them be working for a 2.5, you know, like and we've been realizing just recently this past season, you know, Cal came out and looked at us and, you know, they wanted three of our players. Well, one of them had good, you know, had grades. One of the guys had good enough, two guys had good enough grades, but one didn't like take enough SATs or whatever. And so we're trying to now, like, how is it that we develop a program where the kids are successful enough that it's like not such a heartache to get them into school? Especially, I think, in the next few years and as we grow and the sport grows, more and more college scholarships will be available, or some way or another, it will be an opportunity to help them get into the school, whether it's like being helped with financial aid, however that works.
You seem to have got a lot of local support. from the likes of things like Cal University and other establishments and stuff there as well.
Yeah, we do. We just completed our fourth season. We're heading into our fifth season. I think the biggest thing to get Cal in line with us was this, you know, Jose Pena, one of our players. He played for us for 2 years. He was doing great in school. He was in Oakland Charter High School. They're really great about making sure that the kids are doing the schoolwork. So they're already taking like pre-college courses so that they count for credits in college. And he got accepted to UC Berkeley. And I was talking to him. He was our MVP. He was our captain. He was a kid that plays 110% no matter what. He was just a great, great – he was, you know, a coach's dream. And I spoke to him, and he said, oh, I got into Cal. I said, you got to go out for the rugby team. Like, you are a good enough athlete that you could make their rugby team. And he goes, you really think so? You know, I said, yeah, you got to call up Coach Clark. You got to do whatever you got to do, but make sure they never forget who you are. Like, just be on them. And so he asked to go to their camp for free. They have a summer camp, and Coach Clark couldn't help him there, but said, why don't you come to our coaches' camp where we teach coaches? He went there, then they invited him to – they saw what he was able to do. They invited him to a touch practice. He had a great practice. And it kept going, and he earned himself a spot on Cal's rugby team and is still playing for him now. And that really got Cal to start saying, you know, with the heart of this kid. I mean, the kid, whether he's from Oakland or from anywhere, he just had so much heart. And I had heard that Coach Clark said, you know, I need more kids with heart like his. And so he got Cal, you know, we've been able to talk with him, and he gets a little bit of support there. And then there's Jerry Fagoni with Cal, who's just God's gift to high school rugby. Like, yeah, the guy is such an amazing guy to get people into Cal, does so much work, is so selfless. And an I wish we had a million of him here in the United States. Our rugby would be a lot better off. But he's been helpful in providing, you know, some donations of gear and whatnot for fundraisers. And the city of Oakland, it's just been difficult because they have so many other kids to serve. Like the soccer in Oakland is huge. So it's been difficult to get them to work with us with the fields because they're saying, look, you've only got 30 kids. We're serving this other program, soccer program, serving 500, you know, however many kids they are. So just recently this past year, I think, you know, it being the fourth year of working with them, we've gotten more support with them of want, you know, trying to get us fields or working with us a little bit more about it. We also, it's just really reaching out, people knowing about the program, because once they find out about this program, it's like, why would you not support it? It's doing good for kids, and it's something amazing for people to give back to. So we actually got onto the local community college, Merritt College, and there's a lady, Linda Garcia, up there, who's not only been helpful in getting, you know, establishing us, getting us the fields and working with us on the fields, but also providing input for fundraising and all these other things. So it has been neat, and we've gotten some local. There's a lot more local support that we could use and that is out there. It's just some way or another finding the time with having full-time jobs and whatnot, being able to find the resources to get out and share this program with them.
You talked there a lot about the challenges and stuff that are ahead of you. What are other things that you've been doing to kind of help get the word out there?
I think we have a great website. I think I always want it to be better. I'm always looking to continuously improve and not be happy with just what we have. But I mean, for a youth rugby program in Oakland, California, I think we have a badass website. We really do what we can to, put the thank yous for the sponsors and the people that actually support us up there. We have photos. We have all sorts of things on the website that's great about that informs people about the program. We've had one of our coaches went to the city hall and passed out letters and, an invitation for them to come out to a home game and to all of the council, the city council members and some of those people gave them a T-shirt, you know, so they would hope maybe they'll get to wear the police chief of Oakland. We gave him a T-shirt and an invitation. None of them were able to make it, but it's just we want to get them to know about the program. I've been to the Oakland Rotary Club to try to discuss with them the needs that we have and see if we can get some support from them. There's a lot more to do. There's been media out. The San Francisco Chronicle wrote a story about us a few years ago. And then there's a lot of like rugby media has gotten in touch with us and written some things. But it's just, it's pretty much been like, you know, whenever we get a chance, like trying to do these community services so people see us and go, wow, what a great program. How can I support them? Or, you know, how can we work together? I would love to work together with some of the programs that we work with as well for community support. Like, there's like a youth uprising in Oakland. I mean, just the name of them and having them work with our kids and transfer work together would just be an amazing support. But it's pretty much been word of mouth so far, trying to get the local newspapers to write about us. And we're working on, you know, actually having more like parent pizza nights and whatnot to get more people in and really make the parents a part of this program as well. And hopefully get them to get the other little brothers and sisters involved as well. And then, you know, we're also going to, we're looking this year to actually go to schools and do presentations to get the kids, because it's such a new sport for all of them. And they don't realize, I mean, we have an amazing pool of athletes here in Oakland, and not only that, but how it improves them football wise and all those other things. If we can get some teamwork from the other coaches and the other programs and the faculty here in Oakland to just kind of push behind this program, it can grow and it can. My concern is I feel like we're not serving enough kids here in Oakland. There's an awful lot of kids here, and no matter what situation they're in, no matter how bad they're off, or no matter how good they're doing, we'd love to have them here in our program and work with them and find ways to improve their lives and their character.
Anyone there that's interested in learning more about the Oakland Warhawks, where should they go?
So our website is www.oaklandwarthogsrfc.com. It has links, it has the email contacts, it lets you know about it, and then also has my email, which is Burke, B-U-R-K-E, the number 4, rugby, so burke4rugby@gmail.com. They get a hold of me, and I'd love to have a conversation with anybody. But we also have a Facebook page, which is the Oakland Warthogs Amateur Rugby Program. And that's the quickest way to learn about it. And then if they're interested, they give me a call and have them show up to a practice is really the best way to get them out and let them. It's amazing to see these new kids when they come out and they play a little bit of rugby, just to see how quick they like it. It's a blast.
Excellent. Well, Ryan, I wish you the best of luck. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show, and I wish you the best.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us. And I really would like to thank the Olympic Club Foundation in San Francisco. They awarded us an amazing grant this past season, and we actually are working for a grant for the 2012 season. They've been amazing in helping us out. We had the International Association of Firefighters, the Oakland Fire Department, and Chris O'Brien has worked with us quite a bit this year. We had WebPass out of San Francisco. Roadwise Construction, they fabricated us and donated a scrum sled. It's like a beast of a sled. I wanted to thank Mark Griffin and Play Rugby USA for the $500 donation that they gave us for a scholarship to one of our kids that won the Coaches Award this past season. Thanks to Jerry Fagoni of Cal Rugby. Thank you, Paul Washburn, for producing our promotional video and getting us that grant from Disney and Pixar. Also want to thank James Carlsberg, Rugby America Limited, and liquidrugby.com for all the donations that he made of t-shirts that he sent us. The Dauntless SF Charters out of San Francisco, O.C. Jones & Sons and Cresco Reynolds for loaning us the lights, Down Stafford and TacklingCancer.org for the fundraiser this year. All the guys over at Elite Rugby Camp, they did an amazing job working with us coaches this last season. Thanks to Kevin Sullivan of RuckingInsurance.com and Tri Donation for all your support and constantly keeping in touch with me. And just thank you to everybody else who has really assisted in making this program what it is today. I really appreciate the support. I appreciate the acknowledgement. And I just hope we can do whatever, you know, we can work together with anybody out there that wants to help us improve this program, to improve the kids' lives and their futures for sure.
As always, folks, you can always check out on the website all the links and information. We'll also include the great video that was done by Comcast Sportsnet, which featured Jose Pena, which was what Ryan mentioned in the interview there. Until next time, folks, cheers.